Goodbye to All That by Robert Graves. Read by Martin Jarvis. As a proof of my readiness to accept autobiographical convention, let me at once record my two earliest memories. The first is being loyally held up at a window to watch a procession of decorated carriages and wagons for Queen Victoria's Diamond Jubilee in 1897. This was at Wimbledon, where I'd been born on July the 24th, 1895. The second is gazing upwards with a sort of despondent terror at a cupboard in the nursery which stood accidentally open, filled to the ceiling with octavo volumes of Shakespeare. My father had organised a Shakespeare reading circle, and apparently I already had a strong instinct against drawing-room activities. After earliest memories, I should perhaps give a passport description of myself. Date and place of birth I've already given. Profession? In my passport, I'm down as university professor. That was a convenience for 1926, when I first took out a passport. I thought of putting writer, but passport officials often have complicated reactions to the word. University professor wins dull respect. No questions asked. My height is given as 6 feet 2 inches, my eyes as grey, and my hair as black. I am untruthfully described as having no special peculiarity. For a start, there's my big, once aquiline nose, which I broke at Charterhouse while foolishly playing rugger with soccer players. That unsteadied it, and boxing sent it askew. Finally, it was operated on by an unskilful army surgeon, and no longer serves as a vertical line of demarcation between the left and right sides.